On June 11, 1776, two groups of people living on the same land converged under one roof in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for a meeting. One group was the indigenous people who had been living on the land for time immemorial, meaning so long ago that humans have no record or memory of it. The other group consisted of white men of European descent who, in historically relative terms, had only very recently arrived on the land. Most of these men could trace their immediate roots directly back to Great Britain, a country across the Atlantic Ocean. The European men were preparing to draft a document that would declare their independence from Great Britain. They believed the king was tyrannical, meaning he governed the people through oppressive rule. Because of this, they wanted to establish their own nation, the United States of America. Their nation would be a free, independent land, one that they would govern, not some king overseas. Why, then, were these two very different groups of people meeting just days before the founding of the United States of America? That day in Philadelphia, there was a meeting of the Second Continental Congress at Independence Hall. The Congress was the group of delegates, or representatives, from the 13 colonies in America that united during the Revolutionary War, which had begun just a year prior, in 1775. These delegates were the ones in charge of drafting the documents that would soon define their new government, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. The president of Congress was John Hancock. He was the one who had invited the indigenous people, who were all members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Inside Independence Hall, Hancock stood across from the chiefs of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. These chiefs, or Hoyen, as they called themselves, were the highest members of a league of six Native American nations that the Europeans called the Iroquois. What's that word? Haudenosaunee. Haudenosaunee, in English, translates to the people of the longhouse, after the large structures they built to house their families called longhouses. When the original five tribal nations, the Mohawk, the Oneida, the Onondaga, the Cayuga, and the Seneca, agreed to a peace alliance, this created the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, which is sometimes called the Iroquois Confederacy. More on this in Chapter 2. Iroquois is derived from the Algonquin, a different indigenous language, word Irinaqua, which translates to snake. In this book, we have chosen to use the word Haudenosaunee, as this is the original name for their people. In fact, the illustration on this book's cover is a representation of that very meeting. The Haudenosaunee Confederacy was the first independent power to recognize the legitimacy of the Second Continental Congress as a national government through a peace treaty the year before. The members of Congress had invited the Haudenosaunee chiefs to publicly announce their neutrality and friendship. We know this because all the daily proceedings were recorded in the journals of the Continental Congress. Hancock had even prepared a speech to show his appreciation of the chiefs. On the floor of Independence Hall, Hancock declared, "Brothers, we hope the friendship that is between you and us will be firm, and continue as long as the sun shall shine and the waters run, that we and you may be as one people, and have but one heart, and be kind to one another as brethren." To reciprocate Hancock's kind words, a chief from the Onondaga Nation performed the ritual ceremony of granting Hancock a native name, Karanduin, meaning great tree in their language. This name was a reference to the Great Tree of Peace, which in Haudenosaunee history referred to the peace that brought the original five nations together. The Great Tree of Peace symbolizes that peace can grow if you nurture it. You'll read more about this in the next chapter. The name given to Hancock was no light gesture. It shows that the chiefs envisioned their friendship and neutrality to have roots as deep as a tree. Only days after the Haudenosaunee chiefs arrived, Congress formed a committee to formally draft the Declaration of Independence. This Committee of Five, as it was known, was made up of Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Robert R. Livingston, and Roger Sherman. These were some of the men we now refer to as the founders. With the Haudenosaunee chiefs inside the halls of Congress on the eve of American independence, the impact and influence of Haudenosaunee ideas on the founders is unmistakable.